Welcome back to After Hours with Mira Kogan. Thanks for listening to Sherry Smith. Don Evans is one of, if not prolific, at least he is always busy. It comes as a wonderful revelation to me, a new book called An Off-White Christmas that he told me about, been telling me about for a while, Don, haven't you? You know, you've been writing these stories for some time, and now they're collected in book form with the amazing illustrations, and they are beautiful, by Hannah Jennings. Talk to me about this book. What's the seed of this book?
Well, you know, it's a collection of 12 stories, and they're all set on or around
Christmas-related.
Right, so I didn't...
Without a overt religious... I mean, this isn't some kind of a religious tract.
No, it is not. You know, I'm an atheist, so it's... I was raised a Catholic, but that fell off soon.
It happens.
But I still love Christmas.
Well, I guess I was just so excited about An Off-White Christmas by Don Evans and illustrated by Hannah Jennings that I jumped into the news, which was brought to you by Linda Min Chimney and Fireplace. So these 11 stories, Don,
12
stories, were printed elsewhere before?
Yeah, nearly all of them were, yeah.
Where?
And,
Literary magazine?
Literary magazines, Story Quarterly, another, let's see, Chicago Quarterly Review. I can't remember all of them. They're listed
somewhere. As a lapsed Catholic, now an atheist, what draws you to this time of year?
Well, you know, getting back to the original question, so the first story I just wrote, it was a story. I had a friend who I met in college, and around the holidays in Chicago, I would drop by her house, which was a lovely family, and she had this sort of, you know, crazy brother who, you know, had a lot of problems, but was also this really funny guy, and he was, you know, loving, and he was, he became, you know, the model for An Off-White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, literally when, you know, I was writing the story and I was trying to describe the landscape, you know, and you hear people say, you know, it's a white Christmas. And I remember looking out the window at the yard and thinking, not really. You know, and so that was just a story. And then there was another one, you know, these snow globes, you know.
Sure.
You know, and it turned into a story set in Vegas. And then once there were a couple of them, I started thinking that maybe, you know, I could pursue that strand.
I think it's a really good idea, because I'm very taken with this story and this sort of family. It's compelling. It's compelling. It's fun and dark at the same time, I found it. Is that your intention or your feeling? Hannah Jennings, you've read this thing. You've illustrated this thing beautifully. Give me a sentence about the kind of stories.
I think that one of the glories of working on this project for me was that there is no one sentence that would describe all of them. There's
exactly.
Great variety. Great
yep.
Variety. There's a war story that's very sad, and there are other ones that are just funny.
Yeah, yeah. Don, in trying to get this book published, and the publishing industry, as you probably both of you know better than anybody, is as chaotic as it has ever been. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, this book had a, you know, it was an unlucky publishing history. I had, you know, this guy, Steve Cassari, who I met at the Cliff Dwellers through work I was doing for the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame.
Which you started.
Which I started, yeah. And it's going strong. You know, we've got a couple events coming up I'll mention before I leave. But, and Brian Bernardoni, who's a friend who I met through my Cubs book that I edited.
Oh, sure.
Cubby Blues. He was the president at the time, and he said, you know, you've got to talk to Steve Cassari. And we became really good friends. And he was a really dear man, and he was smart. And you could name any book. He had not only read the book, he could tell you about the author. He could tell you about the editor of the book.
Wow.
The publisher, the different versions that were rare. He had worked as an agent, as a rare book dealer, as a book store consultant. He had started the tattered covered bookstore in Denver. And at some point he said, you know, do you got a book, you know, finished that you want to? And I said, yeah, you know. So I gave him a novel and this. And he said, well, I think I could sell a short story collection. And then he did, or so I thought. I mean, we signed a contract that was presumably from Simon & Schuster.
Wow.
Things went on. And it's a long, sad story, but it turns out that Steve Cassari had spent nearly his whole adult life as a habitual liar and fraud, and there was no, he had never shown it to Simon & Schuster or anybody.
There's a short story in that.
Yeah, and yeah. It was really, that was, you know, a 5 years ago or 6 years ago when my father was dying of lung cancer, so I was distracted, you know, and so I was just trusting Steve because, you know, I really felt like we were good friends. We would meet for a cigar at Ralph's, you know, on Taylor Street,
yeah.
And he would always give me, like, nice copies of first edition books, give me Cuban cigars. We'd meet there.
Sounds like he's a psychopath.
Yeah, something. I don't know the clinical term, but...
I'm no doctor either, but he sounds weirder than weird.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. You wound up publishing this, and it's in paperback and in a limited edition hardcover with the nice guys at Eckhart's Press who are doing their best right. to, you know...
So, yeah, Dave Stern and Rick Camphor, really yeah. good guys, working hard, you know, putting out a bunch of good books, and, you know...
How did you find this young lady? How did you find, did you say to yourself, having these 12 stories, these need illustrations? How does that even happen? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, so then after, you know, I found out that the whole Simon & Schuster thing was a fraud, then, you know, didn't do anything for a while, and then, you know, I know a lot of people in Chicago. And,
yes, you do.
And one of them, you know, is Jason Pettis, who did a wonderful job with Chicago Center for Literature and Photography, and you know, looked at the book and said he wanted to publish it. And, you know, it was a very, you know, small affair, but the books they had done were wonderful. And then, you know, he was, you know, it was difficult for him to fund it, and they went on hiatus. And then so finally I knew Rick, I knew Dave, and I thought, well, you know, if I do it, you know, I'm going to ask him, you know, to do it my way, which is,
of course,
illustrated,
sure,
hardcover. You know, when it's all done, I want to put this on my shelf and be proud of it.
Yeah.
And so at that point, Hannah had done the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame website, did this wonderful job. We got a small grant, and her partner, Rich, you know, turned that small grant into this wonderful new website with the Literary Map of Chicago. And as I got to know Hannah, I also got to know her watercolors, which I was mesmerized by. I've always considered myself the kind of guy that would have a great Chicago art collection, but I'm not the kind of guy that has the money for
art collection.
So, you know, it was one of those things where I looked at him, I thought, man, I would love to have these in my house, you know. And then Hannah, you know, I talked to her about the stories. And she's done a lot of book designing and illustrating, and so she was enthused about it, and she can tell you more about that.
And I think Don had mentioned snow globes before, and one of the most compelling illustrations in the book is a sort of gathering of various, and I'd take any one of those on the cover, too, this... when you do something like this, oh, it's on the back flap, too. You read a story, and then how does artistic inspiration hit you?
It's great that you picked that one out because it was probably the most complex process
oh,
of
sure.
any of them.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I started out, at that point in the story, there are two men sitting on an orange sofa
right.
on a construction site
right.
in the desert. And then one of them pulls out a box and there are hundreds of snow globes. And I started working on it, and I'd gotten kind of halfway through, including several of the snow globes. Just going through the story, that was the most compelling image visually to me. But then I realized that when you looked at this at a book-size illustration, those snow globes are going to look like polka dots.
Exactly, exactly.
So then I decided to take some of them and move close in on them, throw in a beer bottle to get the feel of the Vegas...
I think it's beautiful. When this is an interesting collaboration here, because then, Don, you have given Hannah your stories, and your stories are words. And then when she comes back with her visual interpretation or visual punctuation mark for that story, what's your reaction? Was it immediately, oh, my God, I never thought of that? Or, you know, you're a word guy.
It was just, it was like a gift, you know. I mean, I wouldn't have talked to Hannah about it if I didn't absolutely trust her talent and her judgment. And so early in the process, she sent me a bunch of samples that were, you know, illustrated, you know, would illustrate this kind of style she was going for. And then she started to send me, you know, well, what do you like better? This, you know, sort of like at an eye exam, you know, this, you know, is it better now? Yeah, is it worse? You know, it's fuzzy, you know,
what letter is that?
Yeah. And I told Hannah, you know, I, you know, this is your book too. So if this is the best work and you're proud of, then that's what we should go with. And I was, you know, just happy to see how the illustrations then, you know, meshed with
They do mesh. There's a certain harmony, I think, that exists between the words and the illustrations. You have had an event already. You've already done an event at the Cliff Dwellers, right?
Yeah, we had a sort of a launch at the Cliff Dwellers, and then we had a private party at in Evanston's beautiful home. Kelly Morgan is a wonderful, generous woman, and she had us for a book party there Friday, and then there's like a whole series of things coming.
Well, we'll take a little commercial break, and then we will talk about some of your upcoming events, because one of the things you want to do with a recently published book is to sell that book. And it is Christmas time, too. Do you have a Chicago accent? Let us be the judge. Call into the Steve Cochran Show Monday at 9:10 to see just how Chicago you really are. We'll be right back with Hannah Jennings and Don Evans. Welcome back. I've already told you how wonderful and charming and interesting An Off-White Christmas is by Don Evans. It's a collection of 12 of his stories written loosely based on Christmas, not heavily religious at all, and it is wonderfully embellished by the illustrations, the inventive and very stylish illustrations by Hannah Jennings. Where, now this is... And early Christmas shopping, ladies and gentlemen, I want Don and Hannah to tell you where to get this book.
Well, there's going to be an event coming up in Elgin that Don will be meeting at a tavern and
discussing. The Elgin Public House.
Yeah,
George Rawlinson put that one together.
Oh, good old, you know, George. George. Yeah, I do. I love George. I love George. Then there's another one at the Cliff Dwellers Club, too.
That one is going to be a tea that's going to be great fun. It's a tradition of theirs to have a tea this season, and I'm going to be showing some slides.
What's the date of that? November 29th?
November 29th.
29th from 3 to 5.
And you do need perfect. A reservation for that one.
Sure. Just go to... Now, is there a website for the book yet, or no? Is there just a website? There is.
www.eckhartspress.com.
Okay.
Check your notes, see if that's right.
Or you can go to donevans.com and
Donald
see
G.
all of
Evans.com.
The... DonaldGEvans.com. And there's an appearances page that has information about all the events coming up.
And how to buy the book as well.
That is. Yeah. For the two of you, I know that you, Don, are a noted public speaker and like to do events, but one of the aspects of modern-day publishing is the... Once you've done the work, then this marketing thing comes in. Do you enjoy it, Hannah? Do you enjoy it? It must be fun to go out and talk.
It's a fun ride going with Don. He's he makes it easy because he's so poised in these situations.
Do you like it, Don?
To an extent. I mean, I like to go to a party, and we've tried to, you know, make these events into sort of parties. So we've got... a reading at the Oak Park Library on December 1st, which is Saturday. But then second, the Oak Park Festival Theater is doing a couple stage readings of two of the stories.
Oh, you're kidding.
And that's at Hamburger Mary's in Oak Park. And that'll be a lot of fun. I just sit back and then, you know, there might be like a Q&A where people ask me.
But that's very exciting to have your work dramatized.
Yeah, it'll be great. And then Oak Park Festival Theater is just such a wonderful company. And
yes.
And then, I don't mind talking about my work and, you know,
right.
and all that, but I don't have that, you know, sort of DNA like some people do to self-promote.
Yeah.
I'm much better at promoting
No, others. You're promoting other things.
You're the same way. I mean,
yes.
you know, it's easy to talk about how wonderful, you know, so other many other things. People are, and honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have much of a stomach for, like, telling people, you know.
How great you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, and you, first of all, I think.
Well, in many ways, though, too, and this is true of both of you, especially in this book, An Off-White Christmas, the work does speak. You know, you wish you could be like, J.D. Salinger, because the work does speak for itself on some level. You're a writer. You're an illustrator. What more, in some ways, is there to say
right.
other than please read my story?
Yeah, now you just need people to get the book. Yeah,
yeah. Other than get the book.
Yeah.
I mean, coming to a party is all well and good. It's a nice thing, but it's also a nice thing to see the work dramatized. I think that's a quite special thing for you.
Yeah, and then you know the work I do with the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame.
Sure,
some overlap, but I wanted to mention two Hall of Fame events because they're coming up, and they're we're partnering with the American Writers Museum on November 11th for an Armistice Day reading on War and Peace. Hakeem Adabudi, Reginald Gibbons, Gerald Brennan from Tortoise Books, Nina Corwin, and then Chris Green, the poet from DePaul,
sure.
is bringing a bunch of the veterans from the I Remember book he did. So it's going to be a great event, 2 to 4. And then the other one is on November 16th. Now, you know, because you've hosted a lot of the
yeah.
induction ceremonies, it's almost always a free, open to the event, open to the public event. Well, this time you got to get a dinner because we're going to do it at Cliff Dwellers. And we're doing it at Cliff Dwellers because Henry Blake Fuller is one of the three inductees.
Nice.
Now, it's always
sure.
been six, but we reduced it to three. So it'll be a beautiful dinner. And
just, it's worth it for people. I'm not a member of the Cliff Dwellers, but I've been.
You are, though. You're an honorary member, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
I think you are.
Well, make me one. Yeah, I'd love to go there. It's one of the most astonishing spaces with one of the great histories of place yeah. in this city. It right. is worth going for that reason, too.
Yeah.
When is that?
That November? Is November 16th. And Richard Guzman is going to. Do a presentation for Marita Bonner, who is getting inducted, and then we've got, as I said, Henry Blake Fuller, and one of the Cliff Dweller members is going to introduce that, and then Robert Stenstek Abbott is the other.
Wow, what a good! That's a nice group.
And Eden, who wrote The Defenders.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. That's a nice group. That's a very nice group. Are you a member of the Cliff Dwellers?
Well, they made me an artist in residence a very long time ago, and it's supposed to be like a year artist in residency, and it's supposed to be for people that are much younger than myself. And they've
you're as young as it gets. What do you mean?
And they've just continued to call me an artist in residence
great.
Because I think they know I'm too broke to.
Well, but also they know they also know that you put on good creative events too.
Yeah, I think they like to have me around, but I think they also figure I'm too broke to be, you know, a Cliff Dweller. Maybe they don't know it yet, but now they do.
Yeah, yeah, maybe they do. Hannah, what else are you working on?
I wasn't expecting that question. I'll have to think a minute. I actually
just make something up.
Actually, now that you ask, the thing I am working on is a project I do every year about this season. I put out an advent calendar online.
Oh, how neat.
It's interactive that every day you go on hannahjennings.com, you can see the advent calendars. And last year I did the circus and spent an enormous amount of time. They aren't necessarily Christmas-related, some of them are, but that's a real labor of love for me.
Well, and you're incredibly talented. You can go to donaldgevans.com to learn more, to hannahjennings.com to learn more. We think you can go to eckhartspress.com.
Right, you definitely can go to Eckhart's Press. I was just looking.
Or just Google Eckhart's Press and
right.
something will
that,
come
That's
up.
Primarily where the book's being sold because they sell everything through their own website
and through
direct sales.
Well, and that's easier in the pocketbook of the author and the illustrator, too. No question about that.
Right.
And at all the events, you can get them signed.
That's true. It is great to see you. It's always great to see what you're up to. I love the book, and these are really good stories. I'd forgot, you know, frankly, Donna, you don't publish. You're not like, you know, James Patterson publishing a book every 6 months. I forgot.
But I'm like James Patterson a lot of other ways.
Yeah, he could join. He could pay to become a member of the Cliff Dwellers Club. I had forgotten what a good writer you are. And this,
well, thank you.
This book really showed it off to me, An Off-White Christmas by Don Evans. Brilliantly illustrated by Hannah Jennings. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure. We'll get in some commercials, and then we will go away.